And welcome to episode 14 of the happiest competition on Earth, the special and epic Disney Legends Week. Are you guys excited?
Woo! I am. Woo!
I kinda am. I don't know how this is gonna turn out, but yeah, I kinda am.
A lot of my people got picked.
About that.
No, thus far, I don't
Poor
think
Jeff.
anybody has picked Jeffer's choices yet. Some of
Or
Zoe's
mine.
people picked, but
Mine weren't chosen either.
some of yours were you? There's a couple of yours. Oh no, because we group decided on that one. Oh, so. But I'm really been surprised and pleased at how early people have been turning things in. Keep on doing it, folks.
It
So
helps.
it helps
Get
a lot.
things started.
Yes. Who's doing disclaimer?
You said you were.
Oh, I was? Oh, okay. Disclaimer, we don't own Disney. We love Disney. We just do this for fun and enjoyment because we're big fans. Mickey, please don't sue us. Thank you.
We love
We
you.
love you.
Very nicely said.
Be less than three you.
But
Okay.
I don't know if that deserved a rim shot, but let's do this.
Right.
Awesome.
Let's go.
Woo!
And starting off the night is Russ.
Close every door to me. Hide all the world from me. Bar all the windows and shut out the light. Do what you want with me. Hate me and laugh at me. Darken my daytime and torture my night. If my life was important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answers. Life far from this world. Close every door to me. Keep those I love from me. Children of Israel are never alone, for I know I shall find my own peace of mind. For I have been promised a land of my own. Give me a number instead of my name. Forget all about me and let me decay. I do not matter, I'm only one person. Destroy me completely. And throw me away. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answers. Life far from this world. Close every door to me. Keep those I love from me. Children of Israel are never alone, for we know we shall find our own peace of mind, for we have been promised a land of our own.
starting off the night with Russ yet again, I think, right? He started off our last main round. He always gets him in.
Yes.
Gotta love him for early submissions.
Yes.
With Close Every Door from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I love this musical. I personally love this song. I know people that don't like this song, but I love it. Russ, I liked you on this. There were a couple of parts where you were a bit out of sync with the rhythm. You got a little bit ahead of yourself, but you were a powerhouse on this. And I loved, there were one certain part I loved a lot was you built up, I don't know the words leading into it, but then you softened on, but we have been promised a land of our own, that part. I loved how you built up and then you came back down again. I was impressed with that. Oh, you had Jeffers Toddlers. I love these backing tracks with Jeffers Toddlers. But they weren't as toddlery and creepy.
No.
Yeah.
The one thing is, I think you started off a little too strong in the beginning, and it would have made the rest of the song more powerful if you started a little meeker in the beginning, and then after the first chorus or so, you got a bit more powerful, but the power was kind of there throughout the entire thing, so it didn't, it started strong and it didn't go as high as it could have, but it definitely had levels, which I did like. And then, I know this is probably because it wasn't in your range, but you went down instead of going up at the end. There was like a slight key change in there that you chose not to do. You kind of started in the same notes rather than do the new ones, which kind of made me sad because I love that key change, but you still did it really well and you didn't mess up the notes, which is good because some people sometimes do key changes and they just mess it up really bad, but you didn't. But there was a click at the end. That was my last note, was there was a click at the end, and I don't do clicks. But overall, not bad. I liked it. Going to Jeffers.
This song was a big question mark over my head. What is this from again?
Joseph and the Dreamcoat. It's Andrew Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice.
Okay.
Oh, this is a Rice song. I guess we should say who each song belongs to when we do them. This is a Tim Rice song.
Yeah, I agree with Amy. You had good levels with this. I like that, especially the higher parts. It was like when you raised in pitch and in the with the melody, you raised your volume and your energy too. So that was really nice. I'm not familiar with the song, but at times it sounded like you were a little sharp in the beginning, but that might just be me. And your vibrato was a little strong for my liking, but it could be how the song is. I don't know. And yeah, you stole my toddlers and you made them sound creepy.
They're always creepy.
No, but like the children, they were like extra creepy in this song because it's kind of like a haunting melody. Oh, at least for me, it sounded haunting.
Well, in context of the musical, he's in jail during this. He's been sent to jail for sleeping with another man's wife, though he really didn't. He's been framed and shoved in jail, and they're like, "You're gonna be in jail forever, Joseph. Suck it, Joseph." So
okay, so it wasn't for pedophilia.
No, not for pedophilia. That's not why the children are creepy. Joseph is
They're just creepy singing in the jail
place.
Going, la, 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 we are coming to get you. Okay, I'm done.
So. Okay, I actually liked you in this, too. I have to agree. At the beginning of your clip, when the karaoke was starting, I heard some mic shifting clicks or movement. I picked that up. You also had, like, some kind of click at 226. It was After Me and Let Me Decay. I actually liked your vibrato in this. Let's see. Jeffers Toddlers. Have you been hiding with Russ? That's one of my notes. And I did catch something like the sinking that Ambie mentioned near the middle-ish end. And yes, you also had levels. But yeah, overall, I like this. Very good.
Yay!
Very happy.
Good job, Russ.
Now give the toddlers back to Jeffers.
Yes,
them.
I demand my child toddlers back.
He needs to lock them back up again. I don't know how they got out. I thought we had them in the cage.
Oh, Russ is just ninja like that. He just crept up on me. I was like, bam, I just stole your toddlers, Jeffers.
Done.
Up next is Princess Clary.
Tell him that it wasn't love. Say I tried. Say I lied. Tell him I'm unworthy of what he feels inside. Tell him that you heard me say what seemed right just last night. simply seemed to fade away in the light of day. Tell him of the countless other lovers whom I tantalized, victimized. Tell him of the many other times I played this heartless game just the same. Tell him what I really am is just a cold and empty sham. Tell him anything, but not that I love him. Tell him that it wasn't love, all we shared, all we cared. Make him hate my memory, make him glad he's free. Paint me evil, paint me cruel, say I broke every rule. Make him feel that he's a fool for his loving me. Don't let him know.
So that was Princess Clary with, hold on, let me go find
Tell
the
him
song.
Anything.
Tell him anything, but not
Tell
that
him
I love
anything.
It.
Yeah.
From The Slipper and the Rose, was that it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Sherman's,
yes.
Sherman Brothers.
Oh, yep. Nice,
this
classic.
This is Sherman Brothers. It was a musical they did. She explained it in the email, because I would never have known otherwise.
I know of this movie, but I don't know of the musical.
So Princess Clary, what I really liked about this was that it was very different from the other songs you've done so far. You're like showing a lot of diversity. Like one week you're doing Sultry, He's a Tramp, and then you're doing the Headstrong Meg, and now like I don't know what this character is, but it's like she sounds very desperate and sad. So I like the diversity of songs you're picking, Princess Clary. I thought it was vocally very, very, very good. And I really like those nice little, I'm not sure what you would call it, but I have down nice jumps at the end of certain higher notes. Like her voice, it would go high and then it would like have I don't know, like she would end her notes.
Like it would get breathy and kind of like fall away. Like she was.
Yeah,
yeah, I have that noted here too. It was, I'll get to that in mine. But yeah, that's, I know what you mean.
Nice touch. But this was great, Princess Clary.
I like this too vocally. It was very pretty. I don't know the musical for this. I've heard of the movie for it because apparently they had a really good waltz, the Sherman Brothers, in this movie. I'm surprised there's a karaoke for the song too. It was really pretty. For me, when the song picked up around like 2:10 or something, the karaoke got a little loud for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really my only nitpick for this. Other than that, good job.
Yeah, I loved your emotion on this. It was just, I want to look this up now and find out like what the context of this song was, because she's talking about loving it, but then she's talking about being evil at the same time. So it was beautifully haunting, because there was something about it that seemed a little hidden messagey, and I liked that. I liked this song, and I liked you on it. That breathy thing at the end of your words that Jeffers mentioned, I have that down here too. And I also have what Zelina said about the music getting a bit too loud, where at that one part where it like built and exploded, but sing it, girl. Oh my gosh, you were, I believed you, and I really liked it. This was really good. This might end up on my MP3 player because I really liked it. And it was a good pick for you. It was a really good pick. It fit your voice mm-hmm. very well. You're very good at picking things. Keep it up. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She got promoted to MP3 status.
I don't know. If her audition, the Love Is Gone audition, had music to it and the full song, I probably would have that on there too because I love that song. And I was
who cares about Happiest Competition on Earth? Just compete to get on Ambie's iPod.
Actually, I think I've lost my iPod. I don't know where it is right now. So I have to find it so I can put this on it. But good job. I like this a lot. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Nothing more to
say. Nice.
Done.
Nice. Done.
Read to me. You're up next.
I was walking along by the banks of the river when the seven fat cows came out of the nala. Oh, yeah. And right behind these fine, healthy animals came seven other cows, skinny and vile. Oh, yeah. Well, the teen cows ate the fat cows, which I thought would do them good. But the teen might fatter like such a monster, like supple should. Don't know. Well, the thing that's worth seeing as I had ever been. Well, this dream has got my baffled hate, Joseph. Won't you tell me what it means? Well, you know that kings ain't stupid, but I don't have a clue. So don't be cruel, Joseph. Help me, I'm begging you. Well, I was standing doing nothing in the field out of town when I saw seven beautiful ears of corn. They were up, they were golden, and you guessed it, right behind them came seven other ears, tattered and torn. Oh, yeah. Well, the bad corn ate the good corn, they came up from behind, yes, they did. Oh, yeah. Now, Joseph, here's the punchline. It's really gonna blow your mind. It's gonna blow your mind. Well, the bad one was as bad as it had ever been. Well, this dream has got me all shook up. Jim and I said, tell me what it means. Hey, 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 Joseph, won't you tell poor old Pharaoh? This crazy, 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 crazy dream mean? Oh, yeah.
Well, I understand the bit about the corn, Pharaoh, but if you could just give me a second about the cows.
Hey, Joseph, won't you tell poor old Pharaoh?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
All right, and that was Read to Me singing. What was the song?
Song of the King.
Song of the King.
The King. Another Joseph, another Tim Rice.
I don't know this song at all, I have to be honest.
I do.
luckily, as I was listening, my first note was Elvis? Question mark, and Ambie said, oh, just to let y'all know, he's supposed to be Elvis. I'm like, oh, okay. For me, the karaoke was a little too low, or it sounded low. There were some parts I couldn't understand you on, so your enunciation diction could have been a little better, but I think that's because you were also working with the Elvis voice. Like I said, I don't know the song, so I really don't know how I feel about it. Your last thank you very much was like really loud, and it was all sudden, and it really pops compared to the volume of your actual song.
That scared me. I was like, whoa!
Yeah. I thought you did all right, I guess. like I said, I can't really say because I don't know the song well enough to really have a good opinion on it. Ambie, go.
I thought this was fair. I don't think it was bad, but I also don't think it was the best it could have been. The energy was a little low for me. I don't know what your actual voice sounds like anymore. I forget, because every week you do, like, a character-y kind of thing. I forget what you actually sound like.
Yeah, me too.
I can't remember what you sound like anymore, because every week is completely different, and I forget. The one thing that here with me, and they wouldn't have noticed it as much as I did, was your ending was the cuts that you made were really weird. Because the first one I had was that you should have cut the silence where dialogue would have gone, and then you sang what I thought was the last verse, and all of a sudden then the Joseph karaoke track came in with what I thought was the part before where there should have been dialogue but there wasn't, and then you sang it again and I was so confused. I think what you should have done is just cut from where the silence was to where Joseph started singing, and then had just done that last hey 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 Joseph won't you tell Paul Farrah before, instead of doing it two times back to back, because then it just seemed like, what just happened?
Yeah, because that confused me. I will have to confess.
Yeah, that was a little weird. You should have just when it came to the end of the thing, done the, well, I understand the part about the corn, but I'm going to need a second on the cows. Hey, 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 Joseph. And then just ended it from there, rather than have the silence the first time and then dialogue in the second. But, and then at the end, that thank you very much was so loud. I thought it was over again. Like, you tricked me twice. You tricked me twice. That was over twice. And all of a sudden, thank you. Thank you very much. Whoa, where'd that come from? I don't know if that was what you intended, but that's what happened. So, not my favorite thus far, even though we've only had, like, you're only the third one. But good, but not as good as it could have been. Jeffers?
Okay, yeah. All those cuts were really surprising me every time. Like, the very last cut. Before the last cut before that last section of the song, I actually took off my headphones because I wasn't like paying attention to the file, and I was gonna like eat chocolate because I'm really. Long story short, I woke up at 7 this morning for Cam, and I'm really tired, so I'm like eating chocolate. But I was like, wait, I hear something singing, so like I had stuck it back on and had to rewind. Like Zoe, I don't know this song, so the Elvis was kind of funny, but it sounded. I agree with Zoe. It kind of sounded like you could use more energy, but it wasn't bad, but like it wasn't my favorite thing you've done. And yeah, I want to hear you sing something with your real voice, because I don't remember what it sounds like at all. So yeah.
He's Son of Russ, so I know it's something to do with...
Yeah, it's something like
Russ. No, he was Little Russ. Son of Russ was Artichoke.
Oh, that's right.
Reed was Young Russ. That's right. Right?
Interesting.
I think so.
I forget!
Russ's descendant. There we go.
And also, Jeffers, Ambie gave the energy note, not me.
Oh, sorry.
I was gonna let that go, but okay. Yeah, it was me. Yeah, energy. I'm done. Are you guys done?
I'm done.
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 Thank you very much.
Take your wages on the way out.